I'm sure. Oh, there they are, right there, right on time. No muss, no fuss.
It's an act out song. So I can pop this right off. Sorry for the delay. Hi. My husband Bill here has been playing at the Florida State Folk Festival for 12 years. Every year he's played somewhat of a different instrument. He started out playing a Goya classical guitar. Year before last, he introduced his new brainstorm, the All-American Washboard. This year he's got a brand new instrument for you. Actually, it's an old instrument. It was made in the 30s and 40s. This guitar is the predecessor to the modern-day electric guitars. It's called a National Steel Guitar. Now, the song we're going to do to you tonight, we're going to demonstrate three different ways of playing a national guitar. First way is by strumming it, just as he's doing, just like any old guitar. Second way is by playing it with a slide. Bill prefers a glass slide. It gives it more bell-like tones. Third way is by playing harmonics on the strings to give eerie and weird sound effects that are also very beautiful and bell-toned. One of the features about the national guitar is the bell tones. The song we'd like to do is called Panama Limited.
This is a song about a train. Panama Limited. Special streamline. Washington, D.C., on down to New Orleans. The train go on by, the hobos just kind of stand there with their hats in their hands. They fly on by. One day, my babe, she got up, she was going to leave on that train. Got up, she was singing and crying. She sang it. Union Depot. The train whistle blow way off in the distance.
Is that the Panama Limited?
No, babe, that's one of your local freights.
How can you tell?
Well, now your local freight blow a little bit different. Sound kind of like this. Limited blow a lot more lonesome. Panama Limited sound kind of like this.
Well, babe, what time is train time?
Babe, I ain't know nothing about no kind of train time. Just standing around here playing this national steel guitar, trying to make a few lousy dimes. Got my babe all up singing and crying.
Daddy, all right, the way you turn me down. Hey, mom ain't got no doubt.
babe started running on down to the Union Depot. Wanted to ask her forgiveness for the words I had said, so I started running after her. By the time I got there, she was standing up at the top of the stairs of the Union Depot. I was standing down at the bottom. Looked back at me and called over her left shoulder. Said, what time is train time? He said, babe, you want to know something about train time? Just walk on over to the tracks, put your head down on that cold steel. When you hear that rail start to popping, you know train time ain't going to be long. She walked on over, put her head down on that track. Heard the Panama Limit coming on in on the outskirts of town.
Guitars aren't too bad. They'll only rust, but wood guitars will warp. And that's a little bit of a problem. I think we're all just going to stand up this time. Standing up here playing with us is Keith Yetman. He's also from our city of St. Petersburg. The reason that we're doing all this right now is because we just decided that he would, or he just decided to play with us. He's a very good player, and we're very privileged to have him. So when you give him a hand, when you give us a hand, give him a great big hand.
This next song does with trains, but it's a different part of trains. This is about line and track. Now, back in the old days, men used to come along with these big old six-foot steel bars, and they would walk along the track, and the singer or the lead man, whatever you want to call him, would look down the track, and he'd sight that track. If it was a little bit off, he'd put the men on this side. If it was off the other way, he'd put them off on the other side. And they would get those bars in there. In order to keep them all together so everybody would pull at the same time, he would sing. And when they sang, it sounded like this. Lead singer. Oh, boys, is she right?
Done got right.
Oh, boys, is she right?
Done got right.
All I hate about line and track, a big old ball's about to bust my back. Say, oh, boys, is she right?
Done got right.
Oh, boys, is she right?
Done got right.
All I hate about line and track, a big old ball's about to bust my back. When I hope, boys, is she right?
Jack-a-lack-a.
I hope, boys, is she right?
Jack-a-lack-a.
I hope, boys, is she right? That's the way it used to sound. But now when they got into town on Saturday night, they would start to sing and play. They'd play maybe the same song, but when they did it Saturday night, it was a little bit different. It wasn't a work song anymore. On a line track, and tomorrow we gonna, tomorrow we gonna, tomorrow we gonna play. Well, I never, never, now been to Georgia, Georgia, I've been told. Saying I never, never, well, I've been to Georgia, but Georgia, I've been told. Where them Georgie women got that good, good jelly, jelly, good, good jelly, jelly roll. Then I Mandy, when you marry Mandy, don't you marry no convict man. Say Mandy, when you marry Mandy, don't you marry no convict man. Every day be a whole hand candy, well, a Mandy in your hand. I say, Evelina had a daughter, run a sporting house down by the water. When I Evelina had a daughter, 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 run a sporting house down by the water. On a line track, and tomorrow we gonna, tomorrow we gonna, tomorrow we gonna play. Another word, Tim. Story about a grizzly bear. I say grizzly, grizzly, grizzly bear, grizzly. Papa, he's afraid of that grizzly, grizzly. Papa, he's afraid of that grizzly bear. Mama, she's afraid, well, grizzly, grizzly. Mama, she's afraid of that grizzly bear. Brother, he's afraid. Brother, he's afraid, well, grizzly bear. Gonna get me a gun, gonna shoot that old grizzly. Get me a gun and shoot that old bear. Jack the Diamond, grizzly bear. Say Jack the Diamond was that grizzly bear. That long white teeth, well, a grizzly, grizzly. Long white teeth, well, a grizzly bear. Old nappy hair, well, grizzly bear. Old nappy hair, well, grizzly bear. Got my gun and I shot that old grizzly. Got my gun and I shot that old bear. Gonna line track, and tomorrow we gonna tomorrow, we on tomorrow, we gonna play. Thank you. Thank
Thanks
you very
a lot.
Much.
Thank you. Now let's welcome Joy Carter from Macon, Georgia, our Georgia Peach.
Thank you. Over here. Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I think the first song I'm going to sing is, it has a rather curious history. It's one of the old ballads. It was collected by Francis James Child, who was a scholar at Harvard. He collected 305 ballads, each with about 4 or 5 or sometimes 10 variations. It's an incredible life's work. He was a very hardworking man. This particular ballad is not one of the versions he collected. Sir Walter Scott had apparently heard the ballad as a child, and he decided to write his own ballad. And so he wrote this song, and it's been accepted into the tradition. It's over 200 years old, so it might as well be a traditional song, even though we know who wrote it. It's called Jocka Hazeldine, and it's about, it sort of pokes fun at the English. You know, if you know anything about the conflicts, say, in Scotland and England and Ireland and England, English is sort of looked down on. And this is a story about a girl who is in love with a Scottish lad. You don't know if she's Scottish or English. And an Englishman tries to marry her to his daughter, to his son. And she says, but he says, come on. And so finally they decide, they go to get her to get married, and she's gone. She's made it over the border to Scotland with Jock. Why weep ye by the tide, lady? Why weep ye by the tide? I'll wed ye tay my youngest son, and ye shall be his bride. And ye shall be his bride, lady. Say, comely, tay be seen. But I she loot the tears doon fall for Jock O'Hazeldine. Wine dry these cheeks so pale, and dry these cheeks so pale. Young Frank is chief o' Errington, and Lord o' Langleydale. His step is first in peaceful, his sword in battle keen. But I she loot the tears doon fall for Jock O'Hazeldine. A chain of gold ye shall not lack, nor braid to bind your hair, nor mettled hound, nor managed hawk, nor palfrey fresh and fair. And ye the foremost of them all shall ride her forest queen. But I she loot the tears doon fall for Jock O'Hazeldine. The kirk was decked at morning tide, the tapers glimmered fair. The priest and the bridegroom waited the bride,
and dame and knight were there. They searched for her in bower and hall, but the lady was nae seen, for she's o'er the border and awa', wee Jock o' Hazeldene.
Thank you. Well, then. I'm going to do something a bit different that I haven't done before, since I'm only one person and I can only sing in one voice. There's a tradition, particularly in English singing, English country singing, of doing ballads in a very close harmony. So we decided to do a ballad called The Cruel Sister. It's child number something or other, I don't remember. But it's...
One, two, or three.
One, two, or three. Anyway, this is John Johnson and Charlie Cox, and they're going to sing with me. And the song is a ballad about the supernatural. It's about, even if you're in love with your sister's boyfriend, don't kill her because she'll come back to haunt you. I guess that's what it's about. It's called The Cruel Sister.
There was a lady by the North Sea shore, lay the bend to the bonny broom. Two daughters were the babe she bore. Fa la 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 la. As one grew bright as in the sun, lay the bend to the bonny broom. So coal black grew the eldest one. Fa la 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 la. A knight came riding unto their door. Lay the bend to the bonny broom. He traveled far to be their wooer. Fa la 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 la. He courted one with gloves and rings. Lay the bend to the bonny broom. But he loved the other above all things. Fa la 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 la. Oh, sister, sister, please come with me. Lay the bend to the bonny broom. And watch the ship sail out to sea. Fa la 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 la. And as they stood on the North Sea shore, lay the bend to the bonny broom. The dark girl threw her sister o'er. Fa la 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 la. Sometimes she sank, sometimes she swam. Lay the bend to the bonny broom. Crying, sister, reach to me your hand. Fa la 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 la. Oh, sister, sister, please let me live. Lay the bend to the bonny broom. And all that's mine I'll surely give. Fa la 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 la. It's your own true love I shall have and more. Lay the bend to the bonny broom. But you shall never come ashore. Fa la 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 la. The salt sea bore her body on. Lay the bend to the bonny broom. The maiden floated like a swan. Fa la 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 la. minstrels walking out on the strand.
Lay the band to the bonny broom.
They saw her body float to land.
Fa la 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 la.
They made a harp out of her breastbone.
Lay the band to the bonny broom.
Whose sound would melt a heart of stone.
Fa la 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 la.
They took three locks of her yellow hair.
Lay the band to the bonny broom.
And with them strung the harp so rare.
Fa la 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 la.
They took the harp to her father's hall.
Lay the band to the bonny broom.
There to play it before them all.
Fa la 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 la.
The first string made a doleful sound.
Lay the band to the bonny broom.
The bride her younger sister drowned.
Fa la 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 la.
The second string as that they tried.
Lay the band to the bonny broom.
In terror sits the dark-haired bride.
Fa la 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 la.
They played the third string with a bow.
Lay the band to the bonny broom.
And surely now her tears will flow.
Fa la 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 la.
Thank you.
Due to an oversight on my part, that of not receiving an application or sending one in, I wasn't included on the program, but Cousin Thelma has kindly allowed me to sing one song. This is an old ballad that goes back about, 600 or 700 years, that I wrote 2 years ago. Actually, what happened was, I was scrubbing down the water tanks on a ship I was stationed on in Michigan, and one morning, two verses and a tune of the Cherry Tree Song, that's an old child ballad also, just popped into my head, and I went up and wrote them out. It was coffee time. It took me two more years to finish the two other verses, but I finally have a complete ancient folk song, and it goes like this. When Mary had Jesus all in her womb, old Joseph came to her, old Joseph her groom, saying, Mary, mild Mary, whose child do you carry? She said, this is the Savior who will keep us from doom. Now they were walking through an orchard where a cherry tree stood. Said Mary, I'd have some cherries so good. Old Joseph still doubted, and at her he shouted, let the father of the baby gather cherries for you. Now Jesus heard Joseph from in Mary's womb. He said, Father, now, Father, now grant me this boon. Bend the cherry tree down till it touches the ground, that my mother, my Mary, might gather her some. and the cherry tree bent till it touched to the ground. And Mary gathered cherries the whole tree all round. Old Joseph stood by with a tear in his eye, and the joy in his heart knew no limit or bound. Thank you.
I think he was funning with us about writing that song, because that song is a very, very traditional old one. A version of the lovely cherry tree carol that Eugenia sang this morning, you remember. So he was just kidding us about having written it. Well, he says he did. Well, maybe. Maybe so. Yeah, there are two of them now. Let's welcome Grady Thompson from West Palm Beach.
You're moving on the back road by the rivers of my memories. For hours you're just gentle on my mind. Still might run in silence, tears of joy stain my face. Summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back road by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yards. beard erupt in a cold pile, a dirty hat pulled across my face. With both hands wrapped around a beer can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and fight. That you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memories. For hours you're just gentle on my mind. This next tune is a thing called the Dixie Hoedown. Brian does a real little banjo spasm on this thing. Give a listen. We had several requests to repeat a tune. Thing called That's My Pa. Right now I'll give you my version of that. Back in the country where I was born, it was on a little old hillside farm. My pa raised 10 kids and one of them was me. In the fall of the year when the fields got white, we'd start picking cotton about daylight. On Saturday, Pa, he'd take it all to town. Then late in the evening when things got still, we could hear Pa coming down the hill. He'd rear back and he'd sound off something like this. He'd say, "Woo-hoo!" That's my Pa. With a lantern light, cause the roads got crooked on a Saturday night, and he'd come on down the hill and stop in the yard. He'd climb up on that wagon seat and he'd say, "Boys, I'm hard to beat, 200 pounds of steel and twice as hard." He said, "I'm wild and woolly and full of fleas, and I've never been curried below the knees," and he'd rear back and he'd bellow out again. He'd say, "Woo-hoo!"
fire, but me and little Skeet. He said, I'm just as tough as a hickory briar, and I can dive deeper and come up drier. And he did it too, right off of that wagon seat. Well, it shook Pa up when he hit the ground, and he got up and looked around. He just reared back and let us have it again. He said, whoo, that's my ball. Thank you. We've really enjoyed this festival. We'll see you next year. Good night.
Is Sandra Thomas here? Sandra and Tony? My goodness, we haven't seen Tony Clogg today. And here he is, the national champion of the United States. Is Joe Mark here? Good. I have Sandra Thomas's sunglasses. I don't think she needs them tonight, though, do you? Yes, she might. All right, while he's doing that, I'll do my thing. Hmm? Yeah, that's fine. I don't need two mics. I'm not playing a guitar. I've got all my clothes wet, so I had to go home and run up this feed sack dress. I hope that's all right with you. Well, there's been so much talk about old Bull Alligator, I guess I got to tell that same old tale. About one time, it was Halloween, and old Bull Rabbit went off to the Halloween party. And he had to cross the river because, you know, Bull Rabbit don't like to get his foot sweat. And so he went across on the ferry with the ferry boat man, and he got over there, and he had such a good time pulling soup, candy, and playing kissing games with the girls, and bobbing for apples, and playing like he's a ghost and all, till he forgot to watch the time. And pretty soon the clock struck 12, and he said, Lord a'massy, I got to get on home for my mammy skinned me alive for being out so late. And he hopped on down to the river. Well, the ferryboat man done got tired of waiting down there, and he went on, put the boat up, and went on off to bed. And he said, Lord a'massy, I got to get across this river. I got to wake up that man. So Bull Rabbit commenced a yoo-hoo, and he yoo-hoo, ooh-hoo. He oo-hooed so loud and so long that he wake up old Bull Alligator sleeping down there under the bank in his lair. And old Bull Alligator, he come floating up to the top of the water, and he say, who that making all that noise up there? And he say, it's me, Bull Rabbit. Bull Alligator say, what you doing out so late, boy? He say, well, I've been to a Halloween party. He say, a Halloween witch? He say, ain't you never been to no Halloween party? And pull no syrup candy and kiss the gals? Oh, no, Bull Alligator say, no, I ain't studying that kind of things. He say, well, excuse me, but alligator, but I seen a fix here. He say, the ferry boat man done put up the boat, and I got to get across this here river because I can't swim. And so old boy alligator, he kind of flew back and forth there a little bit, and he say, well, I'll tell you what you do. You hop on my back, and I'll take you across. Well, now that's a surprise, Bull Rabbit. Cause him and Bull Alligator ain't what you call good bosom companions and chums nor nothing. No, sir, they ain't ever swapped no Christmas presents nor no birthday presents nor kissed each other nor nothing. Still and all, he gotta get across the river. And he look at that old back and he saw all them humps and bumps on it and he say, well, excuse me for saying so, Bull Alligator, your back is mighty rough and tough. It's got so many humps and bumps on it. If I get on, I skid, I'll fall off. And old alligator say, oh, that's all right. Just fit your foots in the humps and the bumps, and I'll take you across the river. Well, Bull Rabbit hop on. But soon as he hop on, he wish he could hop off. Cause he see that old alligator up to something. He ain't going on across that river like he's supposed to. And also he's veering off down there into the dark, kind of into the slushes, you know. And he say, uh-huh, he up to something. I got to find out what he up to. And he say, excuse me for saying so. Maybe use a little leave. Maybe you didn't understand what I say. I say I didn't want to go down the river or up the river. He say, I'm going to go cross it on to the other side so I can get on home. And that old alligator, he turned that big old head around there and he opened up that great big old mouth. And oh, there was more tooths in that mouth than there is the stars a twinkling up in the sky. And them little old two eyes was like two little red lights a shine. That old alligator say, yeah, I heard you. He say, I've been a-waiting for you a long time. He say, I know who it was sought the grass on fine, bumped my back and made all them humps and bumps on it. It was you, Bull Rabbit. And he say, I ain't gonna take you across the river. I'm gonna take you down here, and I'm gonna goozle out your gizzard. Well, sir, Bull Rabbit commenced to tremble. But instead of boo-hooing like old Bull Alligator specking to you, he began to laugh, and he said, oh, boy, alligator said, didn't you understand what I say? I said, I'm going to goozle out your gizzard. And he said, yeah, I understood you, but he said, if you think you're going to goozle out my gizzard, you got another thunk coming. Because he said, you know, last week I had the misery in my middle, and I went off to the doctor. And the doctor made a bodacious discovery. He found out I ain't got one gizzard. I got two gizzards. And he told me in order to relieve the pressure, just to go on home and take them gizzards out and put them in that hollow tree right over yonder in them bulrushes. Well, that's all that old bumly fumly Bull Rabbit, Bull Alligator wanted to hear. He whirled around in the water and he shot for the shore. And soon as he got near enough, old Bull Rabbit, he gave a big old mighty leap and his foots hit that dry ground and lippity-clippity-lippity-clippity off he went on home to get that licking for being out so late. And for all we know, old Bull Alligator is a floundering round in the slushes and the mushes looking for a hollow tree and two rabbit gizzards what ain't there.
Thank you.
Now, let's hear Joe Mark. He must be back there by now, if Bo Alligator didn't get him.
When the moon is shining and the time is late upon Kentucky Lake, upon Kentucky Lake. Well, the water takes to gleaming and the children all singing and the trees are swinging in time. It's a good looking sight, but not like my mama tonight. We'll see that tower tall and proud and see that beacon beam. We'll see that beacon beam. It don't seem like nothing, but when your times get rough, baby, he's a friend indeed. He's a good friend for sure, but not like my mama to me. So when the moon time is late upon Kentucky Lake. Upon Kentucky Lake. The water takes to gleaming and the children all singing and the trees are swinging in time. It's a good looking sight, but not like my mama T. Booker got low, singing a song that don't rhyme, and carrying a penny that does shine, and laughing at the minute that falls behind in a very short time. Well, a tadpole is cuter than a topwater ever could be. Bet you neither one ever had a lifeguard like me. Well, ain't nobody drowned since I got here now. I'm looking after tadpoles, watching his legs that will grow, and wondering where he's going to go in a very short time. Well, it's easy to see that we've just a very short time, but nobody thinks about it until they're far behind now. Then you gotta know where every second's gone now. You're missing a song that don't rhyme, carrying a penny that used to shine, laughing at the minute that falls behind in a very short time.
Thank you very much. I'd like to, if it's all right with you, Cousin Thelma, ask Eugenia and Betsy Wiggins to help me with a song. We sort of got one together in three-part harmony so we can walk into our draft board. Sing it. No, and so we'll probably need two more mics. If guitar for all seasons. Actually, see, we rehearsed for this song, or this guitar, and I don't know if that one's in tune for what we did.
Did you put on
a
third part?
Yeah. Okay. The song you probably will recognize, so if you feel like joining in on the refrain, just join right in.
Sandra Thomas and Tony Johnson are here. Let's clap them onto the stage.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Wow, we had a good time this afternoon dancing in the rain. I don't know if any of you were around to enjoy that. You got to enjoy it, if nothing else. This is called Long Lonesome Road.
If you look up and down that long, lonesome road, hang down your head and cry, my Lord. Hang down your head and cry. Well, I wish that I'd never been born. I died when I was a baby, my Lord. I died when I was a baby. Well, you better look up and down that long, lonesome road. Hang down your head and cry, my Lord. Hang down your head and cry. Well, I would be sitting here eating this cold cornbread, sopping this salty gravy, my Lord. Sopping this salty gravy. Well, you better look up and down that long, lonesome road. Hang down your head and cry, my Lord. Hang down your head and cry. Well, they say all good friends must part sometime. Why not you and I, my Lord? Why not you and I? Well, you better look up and down that long, lonesome road. Hang down your head and cry, my Lord. Hang down your head and cry.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's see. This is one I always do in the auto harp. It's the first one I learned, and I sort of copy Maybelle Carter's style because it's her style. I think that's the very best. If you'd like to clap your hands, stomp your feet, or stomp your hands, clap your feet, whatever you know you get into, go right ahead.
Now, Tony is the USA boy champion clogger. Let's give him a great big hand.
Going.